Hi, my name is Rhiannon. I'm the CSO at SMR in Bangkok today for SMR Talking Insights. I'm here with Makiko from Nikkei. She's attending the SMR Asia Pacific Conference here in Bangkok. So welcome.
Thank you.
Actually, we were just talking now. We actually met 10 years ago at the Qualitative Conference.
Yes.
And so it's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
And that was specifically on qualitative research.
Yes. I used to be a qualitative researcher. So I was really enjoying your event in Spain.
I love that. I love that event. And what I also love is qualitative research. So we're in a world of AI, and it's so fabulous to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you.
A couple of little thoughts I had when I realized I knew you is that we had a session yesterday with a lot of clients called a click session, and they talked about a lot of how AI had sort of been handed down from the top managers, say, implement AI. So it was not well known, but just implement it. But somebody mentioned, actually, it was Elaine Rodrigo. She was moderating the session, and she said, you know, the last time there was a big trend, a wave of trend, it was about sustainability and brand values and conscious consumption. And that came more from a younger generation working in the company. And I understand that's kind of an area of branding that you're really involved and passionate about.
Yes, currently I mainly work for the Japanese companies looking for some data and insights about how they're perceived as a company, not for the particular brand or service, because the consumers and the people in general globally are really concerned about what the company are doing, like economically or socially. So the company itself are really interested in how the consumers are thinking about the company themselves, not just for the products or services. So I'm really thrilled to see the trend because it's really great for the society after all, for us in the long term.
The planet, yes.
So yeah, I'm mainly working for these corporate branding projects in Japan.
In Japan. Yes. And what will that, is that you know, I'm not a researcher, so I'm just going to, and I'm also not Japanese, believe it or not. You're looking at all the corporations, they would come to you, you're looking at trends in corporate branding, or you're helping them at Nikkei for their, what would it involve? What is your day looking like? Tell me a little bit more about it.
So I do have a lot of communications with Japanese clients because we are a part of Nikkei Group. Nikkei is one of the largest economic or financial news media. So we have a lot of connections with companies directly. Actually, we do have a lot of B2B and B2C clients. I mean, very globally famous Japanese companies. We do deliver a lot of insights or data analysis about these corporate branding and based on our surveys.
So you're doing a lot these surveys on the area of climate change, sustainability.
Yes.
Brand values. And then based on that, you'll be gleaning insights and helping those corporations. Is this new that they want to, I mean, to change the image? I mean, have you been working in this kind of area for?
For about 5 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I've noticed it more from my conference perspective. I've seen it more, you know, during the pandemic 2022, 2023, there was a lot more talk about that, but you've, it sounds like you've been working on that before. Huh?
Yes, before. And I thought the still like growing interest, I mean, for our companies and for the people in general. So I think it's a really great trend. Maybe I shouldn't say the trend because trend will be changed.
Yeah,
in
okay.
The future.
It's a lifestyle change. It's what you like fixed.
And I do have this has a lot of impact, I mean, in the still like for the long term. So I'm really happy to be part of these big movement.
A movement's a good word for it. And it kind of ties up because we've seen also at SMI with we've had the SMR Foundation for it, which had some pillars like on education, sustainability, but we've also seen with the climate pledge it's all kind of ties together, and it's not just talking about it, but trying actually to do some more about it.
After joining this conference, I learned more about your foundation, and not only like you care about the climate, but the SMR really cares about its people in general.
Yeah,
and you're helping the people in Ukraine or Myanmar. So I personally really interested and happy to see that SMR really supports.
Involved with that. Yeah, we have a great community of people who kind of advise us and direct us in that area. I love that you found out more, because I know in the exhibition you're next to the SMR Foundation, so you cannot escape us, but I love that. And in terms of, you know, attending the conference, the presentations, I mean, you haven't been to an SMR conference for 10 years. It was very into... So, I mean, have you got to meet some people, new people? I mean, what are your experience so far of being here?
First, it is really exciting to know the people from the insights and marketing research areas, because it's rare to meet those people from the same industry. Because usually I work for the client side, so I don't really have much time and experience to talk and discuss about every interesting topics like AI and everything with the people from the marketing research agency. So I thought I should attend more.
Fantastic. Well, you heard it here first. We're not letting her go until you sign up for everything.
Yeah, important.
It is important. So, and I guess my final sort of question to you is that, I mean, I know you're from Japan, focusing on Japan, but I mean, do you work specifically with Japanese companies, or are some of it global, multinational? Who are your clients? Mainly Japanese?
So I'm now currently in the team working for the Japanese clients, but actually Nikkei Research has a lot of experiences globally, or like established in 1970, so more than 50 years of experience. And I heard like we have like 65 countries. We did research globally, like about 65 countries and regions. So we have a lot of global clients too in the past. And our global research team is actually working for some of the companies, international companies too.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And I guess my final question, I mean, I know you're passionate about the topic sustainability and getting really making this movement happen in Japan. Do you think it's slower or faster in Japan? Or?
Personally, I think it's still slow, not for the younger generations,
no,
but in general. I think personally we are behind the pace. We should keep up with more, and we should do more actions, because we can't wait.
No, that's true. I'm confident if you're pushing everyone, it's going to happen. Yeah. So I want to really thank you for joining us today and hearing about
thank
that.
So
and it's also refreshing for me to hear something beyond AI. So I love that. And I hope to see you at the next qualitative.
Yeah
we meet then.
Hopefully, yes. Hope to see you.
You heard it first here. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.